Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
0-2 is a called third strike. We'll get a challenge from Andy Rodriguez. And it's a ball. So, not a third strike at all. A ball. Darn it. Drat. Fiddlesticks.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy.
1-0 pitch. He is a fly ball to left. Going back is Churio at the track wall. It's gone. Renjifo hits a grand slam, and the Padres lead it 5-0. Fastball, middle at 94. Renjifo just his third home run of the season. And it's a big crooked number for the Padres here in the bottom of the second.
I mean, I guess the good news is if you didn't want to stay up late to see that West Coast game finish, you didn't have to. Joined now by Brewers broadcaster and friend of the program, Jeff Levering. Morning, Level.
Good morning. Yeah, you could have head to bed about, 8 o'clock, 8:30 if you wanted to. It's okay.
Not a good
Today's a new day. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, we got afternoon baseball today, so we get into that a little bit. Just quickly to tie a ribbon around this one, when you have a position player pitching late in the game, that's never good for you. Who do we have on the hill? Did the Kraken pitch for us?
Gary Sanchez.
Yeah, how did it look?
Yeah. He put a zero up on the board. He hit 88 on the radar gun. He was letting a couple loose. It was kind of fun. He was good. He's throwing strikes.
Couple of follow-ups would be, do we have concerns for Bryce Terang, who's got a sprained digit, and for Contreras, who got hit by a bat during that Kraken inning?
I think that Contreras is just a little sore. I would expect Sanchez to catch today anyway, just because it's a day game after night game, and you're going up against the Dodgers coming up over the weekend, so I would expect Sanchez to catch today, plus there's a left-hander on the mound, so you got kind of all things working in Sanchez's favor to be behind the plate. So that's a good thing for William. I would say that there is a minor level of concern for Bryce Terang. You just never want those things to linger. So we'll see what the lineup looks like later today, but certainly not a good time for Bryce to come up with something a little balky.
What was the deal with Harrison? What did you see? Or was it, and this happens in sports to the best of them, sometimes it's just not your night.
Yeah, I think it was a combination of a number of things. The Padres were going up there early and swinging the bats, and Harrison's pitches were just over the plate, right? So you have an aggressive team, pitches that are not on the fringes of the strike zone, but more in the strike zone. All three home runs were within the first two pitches of an at-bat. So, I mean, they were going up there and they were hacking. It was a fastball middle that Renjifo hit up for the grand slam. It was a high breaking ball to Tatis on the first pitch that he hit out. And then the second pitch was the fastball right down the middle. So the Padres took advantage of every single mistake that Harrison threw. Didn't have the swing and miss stuff last night, but hopefully next time he's better.
So we go one more with the Padres and then four against the Dodgers out there on the West Coast. Levo, as we look at this series with LA, and again, not to get ahead of ourselves, every win counts in the season, but should we pay more attention to this Dodgers series because it's the Dodgers, or are these wins just, or whatever will happen? You know what I'm getting at? Like, I think a lot of folks are up for like, well, this is the team we're going to see in the playoffs. Does that even matter right now?
No, I don't think so, because the Brewers swept the Dodgers last year in the regular season in July and then in the beginning part of August and then got swept in the postseason. So for me, it's just go out there and try and play well, right? Get out there and play well. The Dodgers have their rotation stacked. They're going to see Yamamoto. They're going to see Skubal. They're going to see Robleski. But the Brewers have their guys going too. Mizorowski's going to go on Saturday. Hopefully Robert Gasser has a better start. He was pretty good last time out. Hopefully Shane Drouin has a better start. So you just never know. It's a tough place to win, Dodger Stadium. It's always a tough place to win. The Brewers have had success out there over the last couple of years, and hopefully they get out there and play well starting on Thursday. But you got to get win today against the Padres and have a good feeling going into that series.
Well, and then fans will say, "Well, we need to bring up some more of the young guys. We got to do this. We're thin at the moment, anyways." This is the team, right? I mean, there's only so many more changes you could potentially make.
Yeah, I mean, this is what you got, right? This is what you got. How many other guys can you bring up? I don't think this is the time to bring up a Jesus Madej, who's 18 years old and still trying to figure himself out. Double A is having a great year. Maybe you push him up to Triple A. Blake Burke is now in Triple A. Andrew Fisher is in Double A still and dominating. These are the guys that you're going to run out there with. These are the best opportunity that you have. You need to get healthy again. You got to get Joey Ortiz back out on the field so he can push the other players into where they need to be. But you got to get your bats going too. You got to get Yelich. You got to get Contreras. You got to get Garrett Mitchell, who's in this prolonged snafu going. Once those guys kind of get going, I think they'll be okay. But this is a tough stretch. You're in the middle of 17 straight that ends on Monday of next week. So if you can survive this West Coast trip, I think there's light at the end of the tunnel.
I think it's witchcraft, so I won't ask you to explain it, Levo, how we figure out which guys can be sent back down and which guys have options or which guys have this, that, or the other. My point here is if Matt Arnold thought he was going to take a breath after the draft and the trade deadline, he's been the busiest Brewer out there. Well, this guy can go here and that piece can go there just to fill this roster.
Yeah, there are never any days off for the front office. I mean, they're getting after it every single day. I mean, you get Bryce Wilson, who's designated for assignment, and then 3 days later, he's re-signed and he's pitching in a big league game. Right? So, I mean, it's just roster manipulation every single day. Those guys never take a break.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering with us. We got afternoon baseball today. It's going to be a 3:10 first pitch, our time, from San Diego.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Levo.
You got it, guys. I'll say hi to that old wooden ship for you.
Excellent.